You will hear an interview with a concert violinist called Barry Green. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'd like to welcome Barry Green, the successful concert violinist, to our studio today.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Barry, why did you decide to be a violinist?
It was something I'd been desperate to do since I was about 6 years old. My parents weren't musicians, but they let my brother and I do whatever we liked as hobbies, as long as it didn't interfere with our education, so we could get what they called a proper job if necessary. My brother's a good footballer, but sport's never really been my thing. I watched a concert on TV, and after that I was hooked.
Was it hard to combine this passion with ordinary school life?
Well, we certainly got plenty of homework, and I wasn't treated any differently just because I had grand ambitions. Though I must say my teachers were always very supportive. It probably helped that my marks were always pretty good, without my ever having to make too much of an effort. Not fair, I know. But I always had to get my schoolwork done before any music lessons or practice.
So what did you do when you left school?
I thought about studying maths or physics, but then I heard about a youth orchestra that was doing a world tour. They offered me a scholarship so I could afford to go, which was brilliant. When I got back, as I already knew what I wanted to do, it seemed pointless to delay going to music college, so that's where I went.
And did you like music college?
Well, I'd really looked forward to being there, but some of the teachers were far stricter than the ones I had before, and it wasn't easy at first. I had to learn to play the piano too, which I felt was a waste of time, as the violin was the only thing I cared about. It did help develop me as a musician, though, which was what I needed. Some of the people there had been at special music schools from an early age, and I had a lot of catching up to do.
When did you start playing in professional concerts?
I didn't for a long time. I played solo violin in competitions, I had to do a lot of those, and didn't get anywhere for ages. After I won my first prize, though, the city orchestra invited me to play with them sometimes, though not as a soloist, of course. That came later, after I'd won a few more competitions. The other musicians were very kind to me, and playing in the violin section with them was a huge chance to learn. Some of them became good friends of mine.
How would you describe your life these days, Barry?
Hours and hours of practicing, travelling a lot to give concerts, but being stuck in hotels that all seem to look the same, rarely having time off to see the sights. Huge amounts of pressure when I'm on stage, knowing the audience is out there and being afraid I'll completely forget the notes I've spent so long memorising. Not that I've ever actually done that in a concert. And worrying that I'll leave my violin on a seat at an airport.
Is your life as a musician really that tough?
No. I just like to complain sometimes. I know I'm very lucky to be able to do what I love and to have achieved what I set out to do as a young child. Not many people get the chance to do that. And bringing something to life that was written 200 years ago is really something extraordinary and fascinating. I hope I'll be able to do it until I'm too old to hold a violin anymore.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Barry.
Now you will hear part four again.
I'd like to welcome Barry Green, the successful concert violinist, to our studio today.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Barry, why did you decide to be a violinist?
It was something I'd been desperate to do since I was about 6 years old. My parents weren't musicians, but they let my brother and I do whatever we liked as hobbies, as long as it didn't interfere with our education, so we could get what they called a proper job if necessary. My brother's a good footballer, but sport's never really been my thing. I watched a concert on TV, and after that I was hooked.
Was it hard to combine this passion with ordinary school life?
Well, we certainly got plenty of homework, and I wasn't treated any differently just because I had grand ambitions. Though I must say my teachers were always very supportive. It probably helped that my marks were always pretty good, without my ever having to make too much of an effort. Not fair, I know. But I always had to get my schoolwork done before any music lessons or practice.
So what did you do when you left school?
I thought about studying maths or physics, but then I heard about a youth orchestra that was doing a world tour. They offered me a scholarship so I could afford to go, which was brilliant. When I got back, as I already knew what I wanted to do, it seemed pointless to delay going to music college, so that's where I went.
And did you like music college?
Well, I'd really looked forward to being there, but some of the teachers were far stricter than the ones I had before, and it wasn't easy at first. I had to learn to play the piano too, which I felt was a waste of time, as the violin was the only thing I cared about. It did help develop me as a musician, though, which was what I needed. Some of the people there had been at special music schools from an early age, and I had a lot of catching up to do.
When did you start playing in professional concerts?
I didn't for a long time. I played solo violin in competitions, I had to do a lot of those, and didn't get anywhere for ages. After I won my first prize, though, the city orchestra invited me to play with them sometimes, though not as a soloist, of course. That came later, after I'd won a few more competitions. The other musicians were very kind to me, and playing in the violin section with them was a huge chance to learn. Some of them became good friends of mine.
How would you describe your life these days, Barry?
Hours and hours of practicing, travelling a lot to give concerts, but being stuck in hotels that all seem to look the same, rarely having time off to see the sights. Huge amounts of pressure when I'm on stage, knowing the audience is out there and being afraid I'll completely forget the notes I've spent so long memorising. Not that I've ever actually done that in a concert. And worrying that I'll leave my violin on a seat at an airport.
Is your life as a musician really that tough?
No. I just like to complain sometimes. I know I'm very lucky to be able to do what I love and to have achieved what I set out to do as a young child. Not many people get the chance to do that. And bringing something to life that was written 200 years ago is really something extraordinary and fascinating. I hope I'll be able to do it until I'm too old to hold a violin anymore.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Barry.
That is the end of part four.